You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show. You're checking me out in the second row. You were fine, didn't mind all the things to know. All the stipulations in my situation, you pushed. Like I can't be your one and only. I'm full up. You look lonely. Still I waited by the phone, breath waiting for a message from you. Your addictive conversation, your electric invitation on the borders of my pain. You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is Chris France of Tom Tom Club, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Presenting The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. This month, playing Possession, Under the Skin, and The Vanishing. Every Wednesday night. Information at about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Clark Griffin of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. thinks she's dead from Beethoven. She loves the way Puccini lays down a tune. The bird is always creeping from her room. I think she died for Beethoven. She loved the way Puccini lays down a tune. And Bird is always creeping from her room.
WGXC, there we are. We're switching over to a new hour here for the pledge drive, Ripples Make Waves. My name is Michael Allen Hams, and I'm joined in the studio with, do you want to say your names?
Neva.
Neva.
And Carlene Murphy.
Carlene. Yeah, and you guys both have shows
Sunday.
Yeah.
After Neva.
Yeah. Okay.
Eventually we'll merge.
Yeah.
We've done that many times for many pledge drives.
Yeah. Oh. You're not hearing the microphones.
No.
Okay. Small mixer.
Oh, it's off. Hey. Oh, now we can hear?
Yeah.
Okay,
so now here we are.
Yeah. Okay, so we're back here. So Sundays 1 to 3 and 4 to 6?
Yeah, I'm 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
And she's 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
Yeah.
Amazing. Do you guys get, like, food in between the shows and, like, hang out, or?
No, I'm in Columbia County, and she's in
Catskills.
So.
But when we used to broadcast out of the Hudson studio, that's a different story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we were closer. And then we have other programmers that we have a chance to see. Sometimes they come early.
Yeah.
And so we can sit and chat and get to know one another.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a different ball game now.
But also, we, you know, of course, one of the things that we at WGXC love to do, this headphone, I'm not hearing anything.
Sure.
Is, you know, we like to broadcast live, remote broadcast from, you know, on the scene, whatever the scene is. So for the past 2 years already, we have broadcast the Latinx Festival live.
I thought it was last year. It was
last year and the year
before. Yeah, the year before.
The year before was kind of dicey, but last year I think we got a very good broadcast.
Yeah.
But
by the waterfront.
We sort of join forces for that because it's the whole afternoon, so we sort co-anchor the
And it was fun because we have someone to talk to, you know, in between, because when you are doing the show solo, you know, it's especially if you have a long 2 hours like hers, more than two hours.
Well, and for the Latinx Festival, it's 6 hours or something.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things get, you know. But marathons are also part of it. You can have a lot of fun.
Totally.
With a marathon, especially when you're really tired and you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
Happens.
Yeah,
but it's good when you have someone who's familiar with the in and out of what's going on to back you up. And that's one of the things that I like about WGXE. When I started, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Nothing whatsoever. And I've learned to maneuver the board, to take phone calls, and to discover how to use the equipment.
Right.
And that's something that I believe that people are going to the college, local college, to learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
And having access to a community radio train you practically at no cost to you.
Right.
You know, that's a really good point, especially for young folks who are thinking of going into communication arts or sort of audio technology. Get together with your local community radio station. Get the I was going to say preliminary training, but you can get a lot more than preliminary training.
Yeah.
And you know, I think it would definitely, by the time they actually get to the courses, they'll be way ahead of their fellow students.
Totally. Yeah. And also you can have. Be familiar with all the things, all the equipment, all the ways of being on the radio, and you don't have to go and start from scratch and pay all that money before you get to a point.
Right.
But do they even teach like terrestrial radio?
I don't know. I mean, probably
technical
certain colleges.
Schools.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess many, if not most, colleges still have a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that, I'm sure they get equipment upgrades. They're not dealing with the kind of equipment that we're dealing with here, you know. So, I mean, one of the things that I always admire about WGXE is that, you know, somehow or other, we can create radio out of nothing.
Mm.
You know, like two sticks and a rubber band or something that.
Be creative.
And there are people involved with WGXE who, like, it's amazing. It's like magic. You can just pull the airwaves together and broadcast or transmit,
Absolutely.
And that's the whole thing about waveform, the transmission arts and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to say that in the very beginning, the mics were not on, so you announced that this is the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive.
Yes.
So,
June's a big month, right, for radio, I feel like, and WGXE especially. It's like, sort of get the community together and have
we're all ripples. Whatever we do makes a ripple.
Yeah.
And among all of us, put our ripples together and we create a wave.
Yeah.
And I think right now, the times that we're living in, we need to make some very big waves. And everybody has a role to play. Everybody's participation
it counts
is,
at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as this pledge drive is concerned, we have a couple of goals. One is we are looking for 250 donations.
Yeah,
if we get more, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, what we're reaching for is 250 donations. They don't have to be new donations. They don't have to be new pledges or sustaining pledges. Just a donation of any kind, any amount, and no amount is too small or large.
Right.
But we are hoping to accumulate 16,250 dollars.
Which is totally within our reach, you know.
And yeah, because when I heard how much money other radio stations are raising, you know, and we are in this shoestring budget,
right?
You know, we don't have any fancy things that the programmers and that some high salary programmers on the radio, you know. So that means whatever we get here, it goes here and to maintaining the community radio. Because a community radio, even though it's a community radio, we still have debts, we still have expenses. You know, you have to maintain your tower, you have to maintain electricity, you have to maintain everything that makes radio possible. And so, but we've been very fortunate because I believe that it's over 14 years now, we're approaching 14 years since we've been on, you know, so for a listener-supported effort. So we did have some good people who come out and make donations and then donate premiums, and this help us maintain all these years. And I don't know how long we can keep going because the environment is changing. But
every day.
But then we hope that these listeners that we have, the sustaining supporters, can be in a position to help.
Yeah.
Because there are so many asking for donations. You say, well, I'm already donating there, so I'm bringing pork. No, and that's what I have a word that said, buy piti pashish.
Buy
piti
pa
shish.
Shish.
That means whatever you give, it would be acceptable because that doesn't mean you are stingy.
Right. Yeah,
Whatever that you can donate, because it's that's why the ripple we're talking about. You give a little, the other give a little, and before you know it, it ripples. It make the waves that we need to continue this radio.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy that. And when they selected that theme, I thought that was a great.
Resonate
everywhere to everybody. So. Yeah.
And you had mentioned earlier the magic that can happen here, and sometimes that's because it's a shoestring,
and
we don't have endless options of things. We have what we bring in and our creativity or our ideas that we are sitting on all week and can't wait to get into the studio.
And then do what you have. And another thing is that you don't have anyone over your shoulder.
Right.
Telling you, except that you know in training what you can say in the radio without offending your listeners, but you are free to express your creativity within, you know, comfortable regulating laws that doesn't offend your listeners or insult anybody, and you create.
Yeah.
That's the freedom. Yeah. Because sometimes people say, well, I had to have my editor review this before I can do that. And so you are regulating yourself.
Yeah. So we're looking up at the computer here, and I don't know where the graph is.
Well, that's okay. I do want to just what's on the monitor right now, I would like to read that because that's really, you know, what we're talking about here in other ways, but things are brimming with activity, enthusiasm, and new voices and sounds at WGXC 90.7 FM. But individual support for public, independent media and the arts is urgently needed. Many organizations in the United States, including Wave Farm, have faced NEA funding cuts without warning. Your support of Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, will secure and ensure a platform for independent perspectives and creative expression in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. So, you can please visit wgxc.org/donate and contribute at the amount you are able to contribute. And, of course, we thank you for your support at this critical moment. But that is the basics. WGXC.org/donate is probably the easiest way. If you have the app, the Wave Farm app, on your device, there's also a donut. Listen to me, a donate button. I guess I'm hungry. I don't know. Anyway, you can be a ripple in the wave that helps WGXC. We are independent. We're part of the Pacifica Network, but we are independent radio with independent voices. And, you know, if you are listening to this broadcast, if you listen to WGXC at all, that means you know what's going on with independent media, and the pressure is on. So yeah. We are under pressure, and if you love us, help us survive.
Yeah.
That's wgxc.org/donate. Not donut.
Well, you know, donut.
You might
if you
get
went
a
donut.
Suddenly a dozen donuts appear at your door. Yeah. I don't know.
And, you know, there is something that I always say is if you like something on WGXC,
yeah.
You support something on WGXC. Support.
Yeah.
Because for 14 years we've been on air, you must have heard something you won't hear anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And it's just like this at the airport, you see something,
mm-hmm.
you say something.
Yeah.
You hear something, pay something.
You contribute something. You know, you like what you hear, and you know that it's not anywhere else.
Yeah.
You donate. But if you can't become a sustaining supporter at this time, you know, you can write a check.
Yeah.
Made payable to WAVE to WGXC, and you mail it to care of WAVE Farm, 5662 Route 23, and that's in Accra, New York, 12405. That's if you want to write a check. Because some people are still using the check instead of the debit card and all that. They want to see what's going on. And it helps you keep track of your expenses because you have the register to register your. And then, but for those who find it convenient, which I do myself, you don't have to remember, oh, I did promise to send the check to WGXC.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and click on donate and select an amount. And this way it comes out. Every time that you pledge that you're donating it.
And you can call, right?
Yeah, of course you can call. And so this way it comes out, you don't even feel it.
Yeah.
You know,
like
you don't feel it because it's just like you receive an email, something went to your favorite radio station.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to remember to send.
Oh, you're talking
check.
About the monthly sustaining.
You know, the monthly sustaining supporter. You don't have to worry about, oh, I didn't, this
well,
time, this
even
time again.
$5 a month. I mean, that adds up.
What?
You know?
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You can't donate a lot, but at least we guarantee $5 will come to the budget and we can plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And the donor, you don't have to worry about, oh, I didn't send it. Oh, well, I have to get the stamps. The stamps are going up.
Yeah.
You know, so to save all this, let me tell you, it's every time we go to the post office, something else went up.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So this way, you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel it. If you have an account, you have a debit card, you're all set.
Yeah,
and have it. Go online and then you do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving your information to anybody. You set it up.
Yeah,
and so this way. You can guarantee that your favorite station will survive.
Yes, yes.
Your favorite station will survive.
Yeah.
And so the number we have here is, you want to find it?
If you want to call, it's 518-622-2598, extension 2. You can call us and say you like the shows, you like the programming, you want to help us out for another year, another day, another month, whatever you can. We're here to take your calls, your emails, however you want to get to us.
Yeah, and you can go online if you want to send us an email for more information. You can always send an email to info@wgxc.org.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff will respond with your questions. And some people, they want to see that they actually, especially if they are new to the area, they want to know some history about the station and then finding someone to talk. You can call or you can send an email and someone will respond to your email with more information.
Yeah, my wife and I are relatively new, and that was one of the first things we did was take the tour of the WAVE Farm. And
Wow.
That's what got me into this, you know, programming volunteerism was through that tour and seeing...
The park? You went to the... Oh, my God. And you know, that's such a lovely area.
Yeah.
It is lovely. And there is... I remember I attended an event with the tree. They have an event on the... I can't remember the name of the tree. But they make music.
The music tree.
The music tree, something like that. Oh, boy, it was lovely. The environment. It's just like you sit in there. You don't... There is nothing else exists.
Yeah.
Because where you are, indoor, you're so insulated, you know, in the middle of nature, and you have the all the sounds... You know, playing and it's all also they have a solar.
Mm-hmm.
It's runs by solar, isn't that something that's good?
Yeah,
because you don't have to worry. Oh, we can't make the electricity is gonna burn too much electricity to keep it going. This is the time. This is summertime. This will be a lovely time for people to visit that park, that wave farm park, to see exactly where the donations go.
Yeah.
How they use innovative ideas.
Yeah.
You know?
And great projects coming in. When we toured, there was somebody, I think from Canada, he was like tapping trees with like microphones.
Yeah, make sound.
Yeah. Just super cool stuff, walking around and seeing, you know, like the possibilities that you can have with nature, with sound, with acoustics, with communication.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're doing is communicating and...
In so many ways. And you find sound everywhere.
Yeah.
If you want to collect, to create something, you see, you beat on the tree, it gives you a sound on a particular part of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
If it's hollow, it gives you a sound. If it's full, you got to hear a sound. So that's something that's really stimulating creativity in people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So during the summertime.
I've got a woodpecker right outside my
house. You're not the only one.
I scream from home.
Yeah.
And right outside my window, there's a tree that a particular woodpecker, as soon as I get on the air, he waits. And he stops when I'm finished.
Yeah.
It's,
He's creating background sound for you.
Right, right.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it is.
I don't need an assistant, thank you.
Well, what I'm worried about, I have a tall tree, big tall tree, by my window. And in the morning, that's when the pecker wants to wake me up.
Yeah.
I'm concerned because a part of the tree broke before.
Sure.
And fell across my front lawn. Oh. And I'm worried that it might finish the rest of the tree.
Right,
you know,
off.
Because every morning it just gets in here. As soon as I hear the sound, I said, oh my God, I know that I love living with nature, but woodpecker, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why it is... It's something when you are living in nature in this area with all the trees and all the greenery.
Yeah.
It's lovely. And to have your favorite station playing your favorite music with your favorite programmer, what more can you ask for?
Right. Exactly. Or playing music that you never heard before, and suddenly that's your favorite
artist.
Because, wow, how did I not ever hear this before?
Yeah. And some people who are coming down the... Tecanic to Columbia County and turning the dial and then suddenly they hear something. There is someone who said that, what is this?
Yeah.
He said, what is going on?
Yeah, we have the bumper sticker where it says, I have no idea what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
You know, on WGXC.
Yeah.
But keep honking.
Uh-huh.
That's right, because sometimes you don't, because they have so many different voices, different cultures, and so for myself in particularly, some people may not be familiar with Haitian music,
right?
And suddenly they hear something they never heard before or exposed to before. Mm-hmm. They have to wonder, what is this? Who's doing this? Where does that come from?
Right, and what's next?
So this is, and as I said, we have a CD here from Turgo feel that.
That's right.
It's a CD from an artist, Haitian artist.
Jazz.
Yeah. And he's still not there in France. And so at one point he came in and then he gave me an interview about his life and all that on WGXC, and then he donated You can open it. He donated a CD. Not just one, but we have enough if somebody wants to make a donation and then request, we can give you a copy of that.
Put a little note in your message.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This inside, you can open it and see more on it.
Any tracks I should?
Well, if you can select whatever you see that sound, and then because you are discovering it yourself.
Yeah.
So this is a collective discovery here.
Yeah, you know. So let's listen to it and then share it with our listeners. And
yeah. Okay. So we're gonna choose track 7.
And what's the name of the track 7? What did they say about it?
Letano.
Ooh.
Well, you know what? It started playing track 1, so
okay.
We're listening to track 1.
Okay.
Dilere.
Dilere o, dilere o. Dilere o, femme qui démarre l'al couche na mazon bella zé la maladie a point de rendre rouler dans yeux bon Dieu au point non. Dilere o, dilere o.
Mike's
honor roll.
Thank you.
WGXC, Accra.
What a nice P. That was
great.
Yeah, really it is. It is a beautiful CD. And then so anyone who wants to call the station, and we have them in the studio, or you are close by, you want to stop by, drop in, and you can get one copy of that CD. It's a beautiful CD, and it has a lot of other songs in it, and they're not too short or not too long either, but they are good music. They are professional. He's a saxophone player from Haiti, but he resides in France.
Turgot
Theodat, and not too long ago we had, I think a while, we gave an interview, but he's a friend of my co-host, and so he's my co-host Azuke is more familiar with him as a musician in the bandmate, and they play. I'm not that familiar as he is with Turgo, but this seems to be a very nice person himself.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's Haitian jazz, and there's a big Haitian jazz movement that's been sort of an undercurrent for a very long time. I remember more than 20 years ago going
to you are a staple in the Haitian community, so they know you.
Yeah, but it's grown significantly, and it's also an international movement. Haitians, wherever they end up, are the Haitian jazz movement in Japan, for instance, mm-hmm. is huge.
Wow.
You know, so you know, talk about ripples making waves.
Yeah,
it's you know, all of these Haitian jazz bands, and it's all different kinds of fusion of jazz with traditional voodoo rhythms and different kinds of instrumentation, more, you know, traditional Haitian instrumentation. Like we were trying to discern what that very, very high,
Cuban
music might be a clave or something. Exactly. But, you know, was that a glass bottle or was it a triangle?
And you know, Azuke is working on three of them, and he has two already out, but he's not in the city yet. And we've been testing it, and it's so beautiful. The guy is in Washington working with Azuke up here, so
it's amazing what can be done now.
Oh, let me tell you, it is so beautiful. I hope that when this one comes out, Azuke will donate to our listeners for the show, because it's a beautiful piece. I don't know. Well, he said that he will call the station. I don't know if he will, if he's listening. And if you are listening, Azuke, we are right now, we'll need a phone call. You can call me. And then you know the number, you know the drill, you know where we are. So go ahead, call. Because I wanted to talk a little bit about his own creation and the fusion. Because he has his roots is in the Haitian roots music.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the fusion that's going on, and you can hear so many, the same song, the same beat, you can hear it in a different style, and you won't even know that you are listening to roots music.
Right.
You know, because they become so creative with it. It's something that I grew up with, and many Haitians grew up with the sound, and some people, they are afraid or they don't like voodoo music and all that, but it's your roots.
Yeah.
Okay? So they may not want to hear it in its original form, but with that fusion, they absorb it.
Like, it's almost like a subliminal message.
Yes, they don't mind listening to it. They don't mind. They don't even know what they're listening to, because that's not the way I understand this song used to be. But,
The
young people these days also, they are making a lot of changes in the culture, because they are exposed to other cultures. So they see how they can create with what's available to them, what they enjoy, and then they present in you. And I was surprised to see how the Haitians turn one of the songs, they turn it into compa. You know, one of the female artists, American, a black American artist. Mm-hmm. And they take that song and then they put it in compa style. And you won't even know that you are not listening to Haitian music.
Yeah, that's, you know, everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
You know, and you know, that's another thing that, you know, young musicians. It's kind of like with everything cultural. It's like just a really embracing international cultures. That's why white supremacy will never win. Because, you know, when they say what, you know, what makes, for instance, what makes the United States such a an attractive place to
for people
around
the world.
It's because of that fusion of mold on so many levels of all cultures and coming together, and especially with young people, young musicians who are welcoming, and not only welcoming new influences from other places, but also embracing their own roots.
Absolutely.
And you know, when it comes to like it's a generational thing, because their parents' generation may have come here hoping to leave their traditions behind, and you know, and become one with, you know, with the new culture,
assimilate.
The younger generation is like, this is our roots.
Yeah.
It's an identity thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is what makes us special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're special in your way. I'm special in my way. Let's get together and be like super special.
Yeah. And you know, when I came here, I didn't know about Chinese food. And you know, because where do I see that? If I want to eat the pizza, I would have to go to Italy.
Yeah.
And if I had to have some Korean or other cultures, where will I find it in my own little island?
Mm.
By coming here, I see, so it's just like you're walking in a buffet.
Yeah.
You see this, oh, I would like to try this, I'd like to try that, Indian food, and music, and you have festival here, festival there. So you become, it's just like your senses have been stimulated to the world.
Right.
Because it's right here, you live with it.
Yeah.
You live, and then it's at your fingertip.
Yeah.
You can listen to the music. You can see the person dress, their dance, and their everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's right there, and that's what makes the United States so attractive to people. And then the younger they are when they come here, it's a feast.
Yeah,
it is a feast.
And that's, you know, what the station is so great is because it's like a microcosm of that.
Exactly.
That's that's the idea. That's why it was.
Exactly.
That was the reason it was created.
Yeah.
To give all these different voices.
Yeah.
Well, right now there's this whole influx of new young programmers.
Yeah. Like myself.
Yeah. I mean, were you a fan of terrestrial radio?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Before I did the tour of the Wave Farm, we were just dialing through, you know. So we have some friends up in Greene County, and we live in Dutchess County, so we're, you know, not up here too often. But you know, it's like driving through, you're flipping through the radio stations to see what's
available,
and then you get to 90.7, you're like, what is
this?
Yeah, but it's good and it's intriguing. What's next? What's, you know, who's this DJ? Who's, you know, presenting this? So many cool voices, and it's not just five people who run the station. It's a lot of programmers who have, like me, a monthly or quarterly, like yourselves, weekly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of diversity and both music and conversations and very cool stuff.
Yeah, I have to give a really a big up to the staff.
Yes.
And you know, I think right now we have the most effective team running WGXC that I've experienced in the 11 years that I've been involved with the station. There's, you know, it's great to see, and I think that's one of the things that another ripple underlying the wave, that, you know, that's not something that people would necessarily know or see or, you know, get. It's just running more efficiently makes everything sound better, mm-hmm. makes mm-hmm. The vibe higher, yeah. you know, and there's just a more collaborative and a cooperative spirit that that's, you know, it's a long time coming. And I know that I was on the staff for a couple of years, and you know, we were always sort of reaching for that, but it wasn't quite there. And I think it's here.
We're there now.
Yeah.
Nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And we need the listener support. This is the dance that we do is we're on one side of the microphone, and you guys out there are the partner that we need to keep us running.
Yeah.
So anything you can do, head on over to wgxc.org. We got the donate button. You can do a /donate, and whether you're sustaining or one-time donation, we'll take it all.
Yes. Again, we are hoping to gain 250 donations.
Yeah.
If you have donated before, we invite you to become a sustaining donator, and that would be like I don't even know if it has to be monthly, but I don't know if they give you that choice, but at whatever level you feel comfortable with, or a one-time donation, we are hoping for a total of $16,250. Again, we have suddenly lost some of our funding due to cutbacks in public and independent media that, you know, they come without warning, these things.
Yeah.
Anyway, again, wgxc.org/donate is probably the easiest way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can send a check, and that information is on wgxc.org. And
or you could give us a call, 518-622-2598, extension 2.
Play your part. We all are playing our part here.
Exactly.
We play our part to keep this session going, and we invite you to play your part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's everyone playing their part.
Yeah. So speaking of playing a part, I'm going to play another song here. At the top of the show, top of the hour, I played a couple songs I'd given to my sister as a birthday mix.
Ooh.
Something I like to do. We listened to Kronos Quartet and ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. This is from a mix I made for my nephew when he turned 13. This is Lou Harrison with the Varied Trio, and it's Movement 5, Dance.
Lucky nephew. Thank you.
WGXC, Acre, 90.7 on the FM dial, WGXC.org out there on the internet. It's been a great hour. I know we got a couple minutes left. You guys both have your shows tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're Sunday.
On Sundays.
Sunday. I'm on Thursday, the last Thursday of the month.
The last Thursday. It's a little difficult because for me to see it, to hear it on the last Sunday, because I'm looking to hear it. This is Thursday. Let me.
Yeah.
And then it's not that Sunday. It's not that Thursday. It's the following Thursday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So if you can increase your time, it would be nice.
Well, my wife and I just had a baby in October.
Wow.
So
congratulations.
Yeah, she's 8 months now. And
ooh. Your first child?
First child.
Ooh.
But she's like starting to push herself up, starting to stand longer and, you know, not walking yet, but. We're looking at our house like, oh, we have a lot of work to do. It's an old house, and baby-proofing is on the agenda for the next.
Well, bring her here, put the headphones on her, put a mic in front of her, and get her started.
Well, she actually, so I do guests on my show. My wife, Laura, was on my show, and our babysitter fell through. So Margie was here. She was on, not, you know, on the radio per se, but I think she got a few babbles in there. So.
But yeah. The WGXC used to have a youth program called Youth Explosion. And my daughter was in it, the group. And it was very nice because they started in middle school.
Okay.
And they kept each other. Every after school, they would come together in the studio. And then there is a station, I think is Public Radio in Albany, who came in and did the piece on those young people.
Ah.
And it was very nice. He took the pictures, and it looked so professional.
Yeah.
You know? And having young people being exposed to radio at an early age, it tends to stimulate their creativity and helping them look around and see, where can I go when I finish school?
Yeah.
With all the different options that are available.
Absolutely.
You know, so it was a great experience for me and my daughter when she was in there. Nice. And the kids from local school in Hudson.
Nice. And I don't know if you're aware, but Clubhouse Radio is also youth radio.
Okay.
That's on every Friday at 6
mm-hmm.
and then repeated Sunday mornings at 7.
Okay.
So that's sometimes for young people.
Yes.
Yeah. So they call it Clubhouse?
Well, it's the Youth Clubhouse of Columbia and Greene Counties.
Oh, okay.
And there's a clubhouse right up the street here on Main Street in Catskill.
Yeah.
And
that's an after school program?
Yeah.
You see?
Very cool.
That's something else that offers to the community.
Absolutely.
For young people, because everybody wants to get young people involved into something constructive to get them off the street. To make sure that they are growing up in a positive environment and a secure environment where you know that they are not going to do things destructive, like destroying your equipment or going outside and do things that are not proper.
Yeah.
So that's a great opportunity for young people to be part of.
So we have 2 minutes left, maybe less. So again, this is the Ripples Make Waves
Pledge Drive.
WGXC's Spring, Summer, Whatever, 2025 Pledge Drive. And
anything you can give to the station is welcome.
Yes, and we have that CD that we play earlier, a piece from it. And Baji, that's from Turgo, feel that. And other things that we have here. We have I don't know if I should mention it now or... You can share. What happened is this is a gift that I bought for the station.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift is from Africa. It's
from Sudan.
Yeah, from Sudan, in
one
fact.
One of the travel ban countries.
Yeah, but what happened is that means if you have something, it's yours because you're already here. Because we may not find it again because people may have difficulty traveling to Sudan. But if a gift is a gift that I would like to give to people, for calling the station, and so for supporting the station practically, and then it's a purse made of camel skin.
Oh wow!
And the fact, you know, I never been to the media.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past.